CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in Nashville. Too Close to Call doesn't begin to tell the story. The presidential election hangs on Florida, where George W. Bush leads Al Gore by just hundreds of votes. Gore made a concession phone call to Bush, then retracted it. He quickly canceled a speech to supporters here and sent campaign chairman Bill Daley to the podium early today.
Without being certain of the results in Florida, we simply cannot be certain of the results of this national election.
Which brings us to the Florida count and reporter Michael Hiblin live in Miami.
The Florida Election Commission meets 2 hours from now to discuss the matter. Officials say a recount could take at least 12 hours. Republicans here just can't believe it.
It's been an incredible roller coaster.
One which Robert Sarmient hopes will end with Governor Bush on top. He says he doesn't mind the wait.
As long as it takes, as long as they get it right, as long as it's not spinned, as long as it's done fairly. I believe in George W., and I think that we will come out ahead.
Live in Miami, Michael Hiblin for CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Who's the new president? Nobody knows yet. The eventual outcome depends on a recount in Florida. And how that happened, live from CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin.
With George W. Bush holding a margin of less than 2,000 votes, under Florida law, a recount is required. It could begin any time now. Attorneys from both the Bush and Gore camps are watching the process carefully. Gore attorney Ben Kuhn says they've got cause for concern.
There have been enough reports throughout the state that raise questions regarding the sanctity of the ballot.
In particular, he's concerned about the way some absentee ballots have been handled. It could be even a couple of days before the recount is complete. Live in Miami, Michael Hiblin for CBS News.
And whoever eventually wins Florida's 25 electoral votes will make a trip to the White House.
In Palm Beach, where they're in the midst of one of those manual recounts, reporter Michael Hiblin says the recount debate has led to a vocal, if small, demonstration.
Bush is a dog! Bush is a dog!
It's occasionally resorted to name-calling between Democrats and Republicans as both sides demonstrate outside Palm Beach election headquarters. Police are keeping a close watch to make sure none of the altercations get physical. Some Bush supporters say if you're going to do a full-hand recount in a heavily Democratic county like this, you should go ahead and do it for the entire state. Michael Hiblin for CBS News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
It is day six of America held hostage to counting, and now we're going to be going back to counting of the most basic sort. Here's reporter Michael Hiblin in West Palm Beach, Florida.
It was 2 a.m. Sunday morning when Palm Beach County Elections Board member Carol Roberts made the proposal.
Given the totality of the circumstances here, I move that this board conduct a manual recount of all the ballots for the presidential election for the year 2000.
By a vote of 2-1, the board approved the countywide hand recount. Despite a legal challenge from the Bush campaign, the board will meet this morning to begin planning logistics for how to count the 425,000 votes. Since Wednesday, both Bush and Gore supporters have been demonstrating outside election headquarters, and it has at times been heated. Police have been keeping a close eye on the situation to make sure the altercations don't get physical. So what do supporters of Governor Bush think of the recount?
That's fine, but I think it should be done in all of Florida because the counties that were chosen were obviously heavily Democratic counties.
Judy Reynolds says recounting some of the more predominantly Republican counties in North Florida would likely produce more votes for Bush. Others, like Matt Hall, feel the machine recounts are enough.
We've counted twice and won. That's not a kaleidoscope. You can't keep shaking it up till you get the prettiest picture.
But Democrats like John Lundeen counter by saying,
according to Florida law, it's totally legal to have a manual recount. It's a part of the electoral process.
Of course, supporter Roland Oyoa says he's just glad this demonstrates how important it is for every eligible voter to go to the polls.
It shows for sure to the rest of the world that every vote does count, and it's important. And whether it's fortunate or unfortunate that Palm Beach right now has got its, kind of under the microscope here, remains to be seen. But what I've seen so far here, in my opinion, is absolutely positive. Whether you're for Gush or for Bush or for Gore, I think it's absolutely positive, the demonstration that's going on here.
Michael Hiblin, West Palm Beach, Florida.
CBS News, I'm Dave Browdy.
Why do we need a recount when the machine's more
accurate?
Because
it was so close.
The machines are not more accurate.
You've probably heard the debate or perhaps participated in it yourself. This morning it heads to federal court in Miami. The Republicans seeking an injunction to stop manual recounts in four Florida counties. There's no suggestion that overnight results will change their minds, but in Volusia County, a Democratic stronghold where one of the manual recounts is underway, they've completed rechecking 58 of 172 precincts, and Republican George W. Bush has gained 33 votes. Meanwhile, the debate continues.
This is Michael Hiplin in West Palm Beach, where county election officials will meet today to decide how to move forward with the hand recount of all 425,000 votes in the county. Republican demonstrators here don't like it.
Oh, it looks crooked as hell.
But Democrats like John Lundeen counter by saying,
according to Florida law, it's totally legal to have a manual recount. It's a part of the electoral process.
It could take days or weeks to conduct such an extensive recount. Michael Hiplin for CBS News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
In that Miami courtroom, lawyers for the Bush campaign are even now trying to put a stop to all the manual recounts, some of which are already underway. But despite the legal maneuvers, Palm Beach County officials are finalizing plans to begin hand counting their ballots tomorrow. CBS News reporter Michael Hiplin is live from West Palm with the story.
The Palm Beach County Election Canvassing Board just wrapped up a meeting in which they detailed how they'll handle the hand recount of all 425,000 votes cast in this county, but not before an objection to the recount from Bush attorney Mark Wallace.
We do not believe that based upon what we've seen in the manual recount of three counties, heavily Democratic counties, and a fourth county selected by a Democratic canvassing board, that there is a basis when there normally is a small vote difference in those three counties.
But the board has already voted to go forward and will begin the recount tomorrow morning. It's expected to be finished next Sunday. Live in West Palm Beach, Michael Hiplin for CBS News.
Palm Beach and Broward counties are already in the middle of recounting all of their ballots by hand. Today, officials in Miami-Dade County will begin a recount of their own. Details from reporter Michael Hiblin in Miami.
Miami-Dade County initially decided against a hand recount, but with the presidential race still very tight in Florida, officials did an about-face with the counting to begin this morning. Republican Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart says that's an outrage.
They had decided to permit only 1% of the county to be manually recounted, and they certified the vote in Miami-Dade County. And then after that, they changed their mind, and they permitted a rehearing and granted a petition for a manual recount. In my view, that's not permissible under Florida law.
The process started yesterday. Miami-Dade election spokesman Michael Villafania says workers fed ballots through the counting machines, which would spit out ballots with no clear choice for president.
Those undercounted votes will go to the canvassing board. They will inspect each of them one by one with observers from the Democratic and Republican Party present and make a determination as to what the intent of the voter was.
It'll be a slow, tedious process, just as it has been in other counties. John Clouser, Assistant Supervisor of Elections in Miami-Dade, says the biggest challenge for everyone involved is fatigue.
We're tired. We are very tired. Many of us have been working for 10, 12 hours a day for the last two, 3 weeks without any stopping.
Officials will be watching carefully today to see if Florida's Supreme Court will take any action that could halt this recount. Spokesman Villafania.
Barring any legal challenges, certainly we are hoping that we can conclude this by December 1st.
Michael Hiplin, Miami.
In his battle to become president, Al Gore may not be able to count on Miami-Dade County, Florida. The recount stops there, as we hear from reporter Michael Hiblin.
Because Miami-Dade County didn't start its hand recount until Monday, election officials say there's no way to count all the ballots by the Sunday deadline. The election canvassing board met yesterday to discuss the problem and heard from attorneys on both sides. Republican attorney Miguel DeGrande.
On Friday, there was a legal determination made that it would be unlawful to do anything less than a full recount. And therefore, either there was a full recount to be made or no recount at all.
But Democratic attorney Jack Young wanted the board to at least hand count all the ballots that could not be read by machine. He said otherwise a lot of people would not have their votes counted.
I believe that 10,000 votes can in fact be counted accurately between now and Sunday. We will become dear friends in the process, because we will spend a lot of time together.
But the three-member board was concerned about whether such a partial recount was legal and unanimously voted against continuing the hand count. Election Supervisor David Leahy.
I do not believe that there is time to carry out a complete full manual recount that is accurate and that will count every vote. because of the limitations put on this board.
Fellow board member Judge Lawrence King concurred.
My vote is that we not proceed and that we allow the certification that we did on November 8th after the second automated recount be the certification submitted to the Secretary of State.
Attorneys for Vice President Gore are appealing. Before the recount was stopped, 135 of 614 precincts had been counted, with Gore getting an unofficial net gain of 157 votes. Those votes will not be counted now as the county certifies the results from its final machine count. Michael Hiplin, Miami.
12 minutes past the hour now, and with a look at how this happens to be wearing on the man and woman in the street, let's head for the streets of Miami and reporter Michael Hiblin.
Republicans like Kathy Corey say with the latest court decisions, Vice President Gore should throw in the towel.
This is a lot of BS. You know, it's time for him to concede. It's time.
I just think it's ridiculous at this point right now. I think the Democrats should just end this right now. Just give up.
Because Gianfranco Ulloa says it's clear Governor Bush has won the election. But Ramsey Robrell says we need to let the process work itself out.
It's a democracy. I mean, the process will take place and they'll get it fixed out. Whatever's going to happen will happen.
This was the first election that John Vandenbosch voted in.
First time homeowner, you know, I'm out on my own. I wanted to voice my opinion.
And he's not happy with how the election has turned out. At this point, Vandenbosch says it's simply about who can outlawyer the other side.
They'll just go to court and overturn it, you know? It doesn't matter about the popular vote anymore. Who's got the biggest lawyers? The deepest wallets.
He feels there should have been a hand recount here in Miami-Dade County and is disappointed with the Tallahassee judge's decision.
Now the Republicans are pushing for a hand recount in New Mexico, but it's not okay here. You know, it's just, it's all, you know, it's such a scam. It's sickening.
Cecilia Ramirez says after all this, she no longer cares who wins.
At this point, I wish we could just get things over with, done and over with.
But not everyone feels that way. Travis McMillan says he's been captivated by this election dispute.
I'm enjoying this great deal. I was a history major, so I love the whole political process. I love going home and watching, you know, all the news channels and seeing what's happening and watching what's happening in the courts. And I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's a way to educate the American people about the process.
He just hopes this is resolved before the December 12th Electoral College deadline, because if the Florida legislature gets involved, he worries that this presidential fight will get very nasty. Michael Hiplin, Miami.